Our guest is Emmy Award winner, broadcaster Ed Gordon. Ed, you mentioned Barack Obama. Can Barack win?
Well, can he win? Yeah. Will he win? We've got to see. I mean, he certainly can win if we have, I believe, a record number of minorities turnout in some of, in particular, in some of the states that are up for grabs now. And certainly, I think some of the polls may be skewed. Some of the experts will suggest that's the case, because what you see now in these numbers, they are not reflective of many young people who only have cell phones. And right now, the only people who are polled are people who have landlines, which are typically folks who are older and have the more conventional telephones. So those numbers may be a little skewed. Barack may, in fact, be ahead of the pace right now, but you can't sleep on that. But if he gets a record turnout of minorities and young people, I think it's certainly possible, and certainly something that I think that many of us, including myself, are eagerly watching, because I quite frankly never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. So one of the things that we're telling people, and not telling you who to vote for, but certainly when you have something this historic, if African Americans don't turn out, when you assume that the majority of them, if polls are to be believed, and I believe them, would in fact support and vote for Barack Obama, and something that many African Americans have longed for, prayed for, et cetera, if we don't come out in record numbers this time, shame on us, because the opportunity is now at the doorstep.
My other question to you as a follow-up is, you have a Republican Party in power 8 years. They go to the convention. They don't use the word Republican. They are scared to say the word George Bush, who wasn't at the convention. Dick Cheney, not at the convention. But you have a John McCain who historically, he has voted 91% of his time with George Bush, but he's not really a George Bush man. Now, he goes out and says he's a maverick and he's for change. How do one believe that? It's just amazing to me to hear people say, I've got to go for McCain instead of Obama.
Well, I mean, you got to think that most of those people don't necessarily want to see the kind of change that Barack Obama is talking about. You know, the definition of change means many things to many people. The reality is that here's a man who, to some degree, is a maverick. He hasn't always towed the party line for Republicans, yet he is not, in comparison, nearly as free, if you will, politically free, if you will, that in terms of what he would like you to believe. Independent, maybe a better word, but certainly someone who I think is far more aligned than is certainly Barack Obama, to be more inclined to be like the current president. But one of the things that you have to say is, if in fact you want change and you want to make a difference, again, I can only say that now is the time. If you don't vote, shame on you. And I would encourage people to find out in their state. I guess you guys are in Virginia. I don't know if it's 30 days or not, but the cutoff time for registration is slightly different. In most states, it's 30 days, so we're getting close. You got to kind of take a look and see where you are in terms of registering and being ready to be able to vote on November 4th.
Yeah, we're at October 16th. That's our cutoff day, and we've been pounding people and telling people you have to get out there to register.
And then the other end of it is, and we've seen this in certain elections, you know, you can go register, and I have seen people go register, and then on the 4th, for whatever reason, they did not vote on that day. And again, I tell people all the time, you have to be mindful. And I say this, you know, you try to be as balanced as possible as a journalist, but I say to black folks, here is the time that, you know, again, many have prayed for, but if you don't participate, if you don't come out, as we've seen in the last couple of elections, sometimes a vote here or a vote there can change the course of history. And so you have to believe that your vote, in fact, will count.
Ed, I'm not going to hold you up, but I want to ask you this. You've interviewed O.J. Simpson. What's your take on O.J.?
Well, you know, some folk don't learn. And you got to believe, whether you believe O.J. Simpson committed those murders or not, once he was acquitted on the criminal charges, went through all of what he went through with the civil trial, one has to believe that if this man had any sense, he would stay away from the kind of incident that he found himself in Las Vegas.
Right.
And now here is one of the most, quote, hated men in America. If you believe the idea that there was this sense of we need to get him some way, somehow, because he, quote, got away with murder, he has given them this opportunity. Even if he is legitimately innocent of these charges that he sits in the courtroom and faces now, the idiocy that he would put himself in that circumstance speaks to where Mr. Simpson has found himself, and we'll just have to see how it plays itself out.
Ed, it has been a pleasure. Thank you, and we wish you nothing but success on Daddy's Promise. You're doing a great job. And are there any other projects you're working on at this time?
Well, of course, we do our show, Our World, with Black Enterprise. And a couple of weeks ago, we had an interview with Barack Obama. We start season three coming up, and it's different times in different cities. I'm not sure if or when it comes on in terms of the syndicated run of it in your area. But I do know if you have TV One, you can catch it on the weekends, Our World with Black Enterprise. And, of course, I encourage everyone, as I said, to please go on daddyspromise.com, take a look at the website, take a look at the pictures. We've got celebrity photos, father and daughter photos. But more than anything, we're encouraging people to send their pictures and join the family. And it's fun to go through and see if, in fact, you see anybody you know.
Ed, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. May God continue to bless you.
My pleasure.